Okay, this is great. Sounds fabulous.
Okay. So we're down here in the library tonight with a couple of visitors, Chris Isaac and Kenny Dale Johnson. Welcome, fellas. Good to see you.
Good to be here on behalf of the children.
Look at all these records.
You know, I think it's just amazing that you have this place. I guess we should describe for people where it is. Well, you take for one thing, it was, I guess, an industrial building in the 30s or before that. Taking the metal elevator down, it's so cool that in San Francisco, you go, I've never seen a place that's this far below ground, and probably we're the safest you could be in the city. This is 160 feet below ground, 16 feet of concrete around this thing, and I guess this is where they kept the company, like plans and everything else. I don't know, why did they build it so deep?
It was a bomb shelter, after the Second World War.
It's fantastic down here, and these old, it's like cavernous to go back, walking back into that. I went to the B section over there, the it's like the lighting in there, it looks like it came off some World War II ship or something.
Well, I can't get over all the purple taffeta.
I love the taffeta.
I mean, that is...
That's something, now you added that.
You fixed this up.
Yeah, but... that wasn't here originally.
Well, it's true, so true, I didn't do right by you. I guess I didn't know the right things to do. Someday I'll make it all hold up to you.
Are you going to sing on one with me, Kenny? Come on.
No.
Sing on something.
I was mesmerized.
That's why I'm leaving it up to you. You decide what you're gonna do. Now do you want my love, or are we through? I was a fool in the past. I might have known it couldn't last. Now do you want my love, or are we through?
Short version.
There you go.
Dale and Grace.
That's right.
One of the great brother and sister acts.
Really? They were brother and sister?
That's what they always said.
Nino Tempo and April Stevens. Brother and sister.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people don't know Nino Tempo and April Stevens. Well, you should probably throw in one of theirs.
Deep Purple.
I had that record. It was my first girlfriend. I just fell in love, and at the same time, I got this record at like a junk store. Nino Tempo and April Stevens. And for some reason, they're just like, whenever I hear that record, it's like good times. You know what I mean? It's just like,
well, you remember when we met him? You
yeah,
kind of shocked him.
Oh, well, we went. Phil Spector invited us into the studio to go see him. He wanted to record with me. He says, you know, I'd like to work with you. I like your voice, whatever. And he says, I want you to come down though to see me at work with Celine Dion. So we go down in, we walk in the studio, and everybody's, there's Mr. Spector. And I'm like, you know, I went, wow, you know, Kenny was there with me. I'm like, exciting to meet Phil Spector. He did so many great things. And there's Celine Dion, and famous singer. And then as I look out into the studio, I go, damn, there's Nino Tempo. And the people are like, what? I go, like, Nino Tempo, and April Stevens. And I mean, I went off. I went out there, and I was like, going, I had all your records. He's kind of looking at me like,
no one's recognized him in 20 years.
Well, he's just like, I don't think he's used to a stalker coming up to him like Nino Stalker, but those records are so great. I mean, I love that he sings high harmony on a lot of the stuff, and the sister sings low. On you listen to this thing, it's like, sounds like Everly Brothers a little bit.
The Everly Brothers are something you like a lot?
Very much.
I don't think so.
You got to like them. If you don't like the Everly Brothers, why don't you just get your stuff and get the hell out? Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
How's that? Huh? I don't know who doesn't like the Everly Brothers. They got something. They even had, didn't they have an album, something for everybody? No, that was Elvis, something for everybody. That's a title they wouldn't use today, would they? It sounds like you're pandering to the public. Something for everybody. Where's the Everly Brothers? Let's see, what can we pull off of there?
Well, we've got this Everly Brothers sing great country hits, not one of their famous records.
I just wanted to hear this, that the Louvin Brothers did Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On?
Yeah, I think so.
Send me the pillow that you dream on. Don't you know that I still care for you? Is that right? Send me the pillow that you... I switched up on you there. I just always loved it. I love the line in there, don't you know that I still care for you? I don't know, for some reason that word, the choice of the word care was a nice choice, because it's not like I want you. I want you is like kind of carnal. Care for you is like such a nice... It's somebody loves somebody. And I always thought it was a pretty one. I haven't heard their version, so I want to, put it on.
Send me the pillow that you dream on. Don't you know that I still care for you? Pillow that you dream on. So darling, I can dream on it too. Each night while I'm sleeping, oh so lonely, I'll share your loving dreams that once were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on. So just a memory is left of you. Send me the pillow that you dream on. So darling, I can dream on it too.
This is Joel Selvin. With us tonight, Kenny Dale Johnson and Chris Isaac. And we'll be right back.